Nope.
How about starting us off with your opening thoughts? We'll open it up for Q&A after that.
I think did a great job defensively. I'm just really proud of these three seniors. Challenged these guys at halftime to limit Compton. Hats off to him. He's a great player. Frankton's a great team. We held Austin to 7 points in the second half. I thought that was a big key for us blowing it open a little bit. But these guys just really prepared hard all week, and they really kept their mouths shut, and they just went to work, and just really proud of them.
Kyle, what happened when they got cut it down to 6 there after you had a pretty big lead? It seemed like their press was giving you guys a little bit of difficulty. Did you make an adjustment there, or do you feel like you just kind of settled in?
We just settled down a little bit. I mean, Bryce made the one play down there in the corner that he knows he shouldn't have, and then he broke it open the rest of the way, and we got some guys in good position to make plays, and we did switch our press attack to go to a little bit more of a cutting press attack, and I think that helped too. But once we broke that initial wave of pressure, we were able to score layups against it.
Kyle, it seems to be a rhythm to this group when these guys get going and really able to string together some runs. You've done that all season. What is it about this group that's kind of given them the ability to do that?
They just have this killer instinct about them that they know that one shot, one three, one layup, one dunk is just going to propel us to go back and get another stop on the defensive end. And, it's fun to watch. I mean, we do a lot of stuff in practice that I don't know if other teams do that really makes us go and play fast and play furious and attack the rim, and when we get that look in our eye that we're not going to be denied, and it's pretty fun to watch.
Bryce, was that one of those things today you guys started to feel it? You can kind of feel when it started tipping your favor like that, you guys could really make a run at it?
Yes, really started playing together and stayed close to the game plan, and that showed today on the court.
Coach, coach is talking about players continuing to stay within a traditional program. Talk about you coming, becoming a head coach, and then the history that was there, how to keep it going from a coaching standpoint.
Well, I think it says a lot when before the game you've got guys like Yogi and Trayvon and Alex Mack in the locker room before the game that they want to be there, they want to be a part of this. Yogi's got a bunch of other things on his mind, but his mom, and once he got eliminated from the tournament, wanted to make sure he could get here, and same thing with Trayvon. He texted me at 1:30 in the morning when they got beat by Arizona, and you want to make sure you can get down here and sit down close and be a part of these guys, because we are a big family. A lot of people think, private school, we have no spirit or none of that stuff, but it's very well connected. And that's not to say all the alumni that had texted and called and congratulated or wished me well or any of that stuff. And that's what I expect these four guys, and Andrew Stickney's in here too, to carry on that.
Evan, you got the quick start of this one today. Did you have a sense early that it was going to be the kind of game where you guys were going to be able to kind of make a run at it here?
Yeah, I guess so. Like you said, I did jump out to a quick start, and all year long, we've kind of relied on one guy to, I guess, get us going. And then once we get going, it's hard to stop. So, like I said, I had a quick start, but then I tapered off. Then Bryce and Dwayne and everyone else jumped on. That's when we really got on them as a team.
Quite same thing. How do you feel the energy quickly from this group that once it gets going, man, it's a tidal wave from you guys, it seems?
Yeah, just like Coach Cox had said, that's what we really try to do in practice too as well. One play could spark the rest of the run for the entire game, just sustain and really stick to the game plan the whole time. So it's like, it was really great having Evan down low, getting to that great start. We sort of fed off of him, and then another big shot came, fed off of Bryce. We just feed off each other. It was really great.
Did Yogi and Trayvon give some pretty good advice before the game, or what was their message to you guys, for any of you guys?
They really just said leave everything out on the court. Us being seniors, we knew this was our last game, so we just wanted to play our last game and win.
Yeah, basically a lot of what he said was just keep doing what we've been doing. It's like, especially freshman year, especially with Bryce and I, watching them do it and how they took their mindset onto the court, and just making sure that we don't get buried down on runs, because good teams make runs, at the end of the second quarter. So just making sure that we know how we got here and just keep doing the same thing throughout.
Do you guys feel any pressure to keep up? Do you feel pressure going in today to, if we don't win, what are they going to think of? Does that sort of thing go through your mind at all? Or?
I don't think so. The game plan was to go win the state championship, and we all bought into that and didn't look back.
Yeah, I feel like it's really has to do with our preparation. You know, watching film, you know, skill development, and working hard in practice. You know, we really prepared ourselves, and Coach did a really good job of doing that. And then we just really just come out here and just play, and then we live with the results.
You know, we have one of the best coaching staff in the state, if not the best. You know, they never let us relax. You know, even though it was our last couple practices, you know, we never let it sink in that, oh, we should relax or we should not go as hard as we would, even though it was practice 86 all the way to practice 1. You know, we knew where we wanted to be at the end of the year, and this is where we are.
Kyle, is this one of the better defensive teams you guys have had here? You know, you look down, they only, hard to believe, they only 12 points in the whole game. And it's kind of been throughout the tournament, you know, very good defensively for you guys. Where does this team kind of rank in that regard?
You know, it's a different team than some of those that were stuck kind of in that 2-3 zone. I've told many of people when they've asked me, you know, the 2-3 zone wasn't broken. We just found the teams were trying to really hold it on us. So that's when we really started to go with a pressuring man-to-man defense. And to see the schedule that we played and to see how these guys play man-to-man, you know, Coach Schilling had implemented that 2-3 zone. It was more of a slower possession game. I mean, you watch how fast we play. And we could have pressed a little bit today. I think we could have rattled them a little bit with some pressure. But we didn't have to. I mean, they didn't come out and hold it. They played kind of into our hands with that. They played fast, and they pressed us, which gave us opportunities in transition. But the ability to have these two guys really pressure the ball and harass the other team's best two players, and then force it to 6-9 and 6-9 with Jackson and Frank, it's kind of like, you know, Kentucky, you know, on a very different scale. But we're able to do a lot of things defensively because we do have that size in the back, and it's fun to be able to do that.
Coach, talk about what makes Bryce so good and what he has meant to this team this year.
It's his work ethic. First and foremost, end of the story, it's his work ethic. We just shared in the locker room, you know, how far that we've come together. When I was his JV coach as a freshman, and you know, to see his final result. It's the same thing I told him last year. He ended on a high note. He had 18 points. He's 8 for 10 from the field in the state championship game. Today he goes 10 for 14, has 31 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds. I mean, that's a stat line. That's an Indiana All-Star stat line. I don't care what you're 1A, 2A, 3A, 12A. That's a stat line that belongs on the Indiana All-Star team.
Bryce, can you reflect a little bit on what it means for you to be a member of this Park Hill program?
It's really just a great feeling, you know, being a part of such a special team, knowing that really just hard work can get you anywhere. And, you know, we had 5 days to prepare. You know, a lot of guys would stay after practice, including myself, you know, get up shots. You know, we watch film, you know, things like that on crossover. So really just preparation, and we just want to out-prepare other teams and just really focus on ourselves. And then on the court, really just want to come out and just play Park Junior basketball.
Bryce, it seemed like the 30th point tonight was really important to you. You really wanted to fight and stay out on the floor. Can you comment on that?
Really just wanted to just have fun with my guys, and it was just another point just to have that career high. Just a little good feeling. It's just great.
Can you tell us what it means to be a part of this Park Tudor family that's been so important to you the last few years?
Yeah, this is my fifth year of the program. I've seen a lot of success. It's become kind of a culture. You know, it's, you know, the preparation that goes into each and every game, you know, the interactions the coaches and players have. It's something special, and you know, I can't imagine any other program being as fun to work with as the one that I've worked with for the past 5 years as a student.
Any other questions? Okay. Gentlemen, thanks for your time. Congratulations.
Thanks.